What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. And today I want to talk to you about how to use ethical affiliate marketing, to grow your revenue. And the reason that I wanted to cover this topic here today, different reasons, and I'll share all of them with you, some right now and some coming up. Well, I've been doing some affiliate promotions recently at the time I'm recording this, and it's the middle of October 2022, and it's been a lot of fun, and I haven't done it in a lot of years. I've just kind of gotten away from it because I've been promoting my own stuff. Early on in, you know what, I'm coming up on 9 years in my online business. And I'll never forget, like right after starting my online business, people kept telling me, yeah, 30% of your overall revenue, very specific, right? 30% of your overall revenue should come from affiliate marketing. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. I'll go with that. And then I remember not coming anywhere near 30% for a couple of years. And I was like, oh man, I'm doing something wrong. It's like, it's so funny, right? 30% is so arbitrary. Now, in this episode here, I want to share with you, well, first of all, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of a couple of affiliate promotions that I'm doing. One of them I just wrapped up. Another one that I'm going to be doing here coming up in the next week or so. Also, I want to share with you the benefits of affiliate marketing, deciding on what products to be an affiliate for, you know, courses, you know, actual products or memberships or what have you, how to market the affiliate offer that you're doing. And then later on in the episode, definitely listen all the way through, because if you are having people be affiliates for you, I'm going to share with you the number one thing that you have got to embrace. And so again, that is if you have people being affiliates for you, selling your stuff, selling your online course, selling your membership, coaching, whatever it might be, you've got to embrace this thing. So I'll share with you what that is coming up here in a little bit. So as far as the benefits of affiliate marketing, I mean, it's great, right? Because you don't have to create the offer. You don't have to fulfill on the offer. And you don't have to do any of the normal things that you have to do when it's your own offer. It's a super high leverage activity for your business. And why can it be so effective for helping you grow your revenue and supplement your revenue? Well, your audience trusts you, right? So you've built an audience in your business. They trust you. You've got the relationship with them. And so essentially what you're doing is there's so many different options for courses, for physical products, if you're going that route, for memberships, etc., for books. And what you are doing as the trusted resource that you are to your audience is you're reorganizing the options and the information for them by saying, hey, this is what I recommend. This is how it's going to help you. And this is how it's helped me. I'll talk more about that in a second, but this is how, you know, it can help you. And here, I recommend it. And again, because you've built up that trust with them, they trust you, they look to you as a valuable resource, then they're more likely to purchase whatever that is. And so big benefits of affiliate marketing, not to mention you can make a lot of money doing it too. And you can also do this, you can also be super successful with small audiences, whether you've got a small email list, whether you have a small podcast or a small YouTube channel or a small social media follow, whatever it might be, you can be super effective and make a lot of money too, even if you have a small audience. So how do you decide on what products or offers to be an affiliate for? And the first thing that I really think that you have to, I highly recommend, is it's got to align with your values. And so most of you, like myself, are going to be an affiliate for, you know, somebody's course or their membership or what have you. Does that person, does that offer align with your values? If the answer to that's no, you move on, go to the next thing, try to find something else. So that is number one. Do they, the person that you are being an affiliate for, do they align with your values? Does the offer align with your values? And I want to add something else to this too. And a lot of people don't think about this. If you are going to be an affiliate, let's just say you're going to be an affiliate for a launch for somebody, and there are other affiliates that, you know, are also affiliating, if you will, during that launch, do they align with your values, those other people? Because you're going to be associated with those people as, you know, because you're all being an affiliate for the same one offer. And so that's an extra level of value alignment that not a lot of people think about, number one, or are willing to think about. And I want to challenge you to think about that. So I just want to repeat that because it's really, really important. If you're going to be an affiliate for somebody and it's a launch, for example, you know, they're doing a launch and they have a whole bunch of affiliates, well, do your values align with the other affiliates too? Because you're going to be grouped in, if you will, by association with the other affiliates. And so is that in alignment with you? If it isn't, you may have to pass on that opportunity, or I'd recommend passing. And if there is alignment, cool, carry on, right? Another deciding factor is, have you actually used that course, that membership, that coaching, whatever it is that you're considering, or do you use it right now? And I would absolutely recommend, and I'll talk more about this here in just a minute, talking about how to market the affiliate offer, but by using it yourself or having used it, this, like, you can speak firsthand. You know, you've experienced that offer. And so now you can be like, yeah, this is how I used it and got the results. Or you can talk about how you are currently going through it and it is making your, you know, whatever the benefit of the course is, it's making everything so much easier for you. For example, recently I promoted, you know, best friend Pat Flynn's YouTube from Scratch course, all about YouTube and getting your first 1,000 subscribers. And so, as I've talked about quite a bit here on the show, is I've had trouble getting momentum going and building my YouTube channel. It is something I am super passionate about, and it's just kept getting pushed down. And so in the last year, I bought 3 YouTube marketing or YouTube channel, like building a YouTube channel courses, thousands of dollars, and they were not very good. And then I kept telling Pat, I was like, dude, you got to create a YouTube course. I kept asking him questions. He's like, we're working on it actually. And I was like, I can't wait. As soon as that comes out, number one, I'm going through it. Number two, I want to offer it to my audience because I get asked these questions all the time. And so when I was promoting YouTube from Scratch, and you could still get it, by the way, right? During the promotion, if you've been listening for, I did, you know, promotion a few weeks ago with it, and Pat was offering $50 off a coupon code. And the course is very inexpensive at $4.99, and then there was a $50 off coupon, so for $4.49. And then I offered some bonuses there. You can still get the bonuses if you want. The $50 coupon doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it's expired. But if you want to go check it out, it's rickmulready.com/Pat. Okay. But anyway, what I did in that promotion, and I'll talk about that here in just a minute, is like I talked about how what I thought of it, like my firsthand experience of the course and the types of things that I pulled out of it that I'm applying to my YouTube channel creation. So it's even better. My point is that if you've used the, if you've gone through the course, if that person has coached you or whatever it might be, even better, because then you can talk about your firsthand experience and the benefits that you've received as a result. And then also, how can the offer or product that you're considering help your audience improve their life, you know, save them time, make them more money, whatever it might be? That's how all these things go into the decision of what to be an affiliate for. That's how I look at things from an affiliate perspective. Okay. And going back to YouTube from scratch, you know, right now we're doing Organic October here on the show. And I had Pat on the podcast talking all about YouTube. I think YouTube is still, so many people are sleeping on the opportunity that exists with YouTube. I have for years, it is one of my biggest regrets in the business. People always ask me like, Rick, what's one of your biggest regrets? One of my biggest regrets is not taking my YouTube channel more seriously years ago, because you can be building a long-term asset of as a marketing channel for yourself. Number two search engine, right? Behind is Google, which, you know, Google owns YouTube. So anyway, my point being, I know that that course can save somebody a whole bunch of time in adding a YouTube channel to your existing business. And it can just save you all the time, shows you step by step, et cetera, et cetera. So for all those reasons, I'm like, yeah, I'm all in on promoting that as an affiliate. Okay. Now, here's something else with that. I know that it's not a big money maker, right? Because I'm getting a percentage of the price of the $449 price because of the $50 off coupon. So it's not a ton of money, right? But it's fun, number one, for me to be able to do a promotion like that because I, you know, value and trust Pat so much and also the work that he puts out. And it's super relevant to what I'm doing. And I get questions about YouTube all the time. So I know that it can help you as well. And I had zero expectations going in. I didn't have a goal. You know, basically, I found this out after that a mutual friend of ours, recently promoted YouTube from scratch, and they did less than 10 sales. And so I later found out that, you know, my goal that I was given for this promotion was like 10 sales. And I was like, I was giving Pat a hard time about that. I was like, that's all? Like, that's all you're giving me? Like, that's my whole, I was like, I'm joking. I was like, I'm insulted by that. And we did way more than 10 sales. But again, it wasn't a huge money maker, but it generated really good money. You know, I'll give you this. It generated less than $10,000 as my commission from the promotion. So we, you know, which is a percentage of the overall sales. Super happy with that. Some people be like, oh, that's not worth my time. Well, I'll tell you more about here in just a second, like what I did with it. And for me, it was super worth it. And it's going to help me buy a bass fishing kayak later this year. But anyway, those are the types of things I think about in terms of deciding on what to be an affiliate for and how to make that decision. Okay. So once you've made that decision, how do you market the affiliate offer? Well, the first thing I'd recommend that you do, as with anything that we're looking to promote, what marketing channels do you have available to you? Got your email list? Got your social media? Do you have a podcast? Do you have a YouTube channel? Whatever it might be, you sort of like take stock of what are the marketing channels that you've got available to you that you can market this affiliate offer to. So that's number one. What marketing channels do you have available to you? And then once you get those listed out, by the way, you're like, okay, I have a podcast, I've got my email and social media. then you start creating a plan for how you're going to promote it. And I'm going to take you through exactly what I did for the YouTube from scratch promotion. But, and also I'm going to share with you exactly how we are going to do a promotion for Kleq, Kleq.com, formerly 10X Pro. I talked about it here on the podcast. It is the system. It's the tool that I use in my business that I wish I knew about years ago. And it, you know, I can create all my, I create all my funnels in there, my landing pages. It hosts my courses. It's got an affiliate center in there, which I'll talk about more about here in just a second. I can create a quiz in there. Like, everything is all right. Dash sales dashboards, creating unique links, all this stuff right in. And it consolidates all the different tools that I've been using over the years. And I literally saved myself, I believe it was $500 a month when I consolidated the tools. No longer did I need an order form tool that I was paying a couple hundred dollars a month for. No longer did I need this other tool that I was paying over $1,000 a year for. No longer did I need, you know, this and that, all these other things. I just consolidated it with Kleq, Kleq.com. And I'll talk about exactly what I'm going to be doing with it just here in just a second. But that's a perfect example. I use it in my business. I've been using it for a year and a half. People are always asking me, what do I use? What do I recommend? I'm going to be presenting this actually to my accelerators at our live retreat this week, is consolidation of tools. You want to save yourself a whole lot of money in your business? Use the best tool that you can that consolidates as much as possible. And that's exactly what I was doing. I mean, I saved myself like $6,000 a year by moving everything into 10X Pro, into Kleq. It's rebranded now. And so I'll talk about that here in just a second. But anyway, you've got your marketing channels. What do you have available to you? Within your, as you market this, your affiliate offer, I'd be doing demonstrations of whatever it is that you are promoting. Maybe you're promoting an email CRM. Maybe you're promoting ConvertKit or ActiveCampaign or whatever it is. Okay, do a video showing how you use it. Show cool tips on, you know, what you can do with it to save people time. Like, you know, did you know this? Or little known tricks that can save you a bunch of time inside of ConvertKit or whatever, just off the top of my head. So demonstrate the tool, demonstrate the course, show behind the scenes, that sort of thing. The other thing that you can do, interview the creator or the founder. So for me, when I was promoting YouTube from scratch, I did a part one and part two with Pat Flynn, right? The creator of the course. And we talked all about YouTube and the benefits that, you know, it can have on your business and how to use it and the types of things. And I got feedback from so many people saying, man, those episodes were so, so good. The episodes weren't about the course. Of course, we talked about, you know, the opportunity to get the course, but those were jam-packed interviews on the podcast here that you can use and go improve your YouTube channel or get started with your YouTube channel. So how can you interview the creator, the founder? You know, I interviewed John Lint, who is the founder of Kleq, here on the podcast before. We talked about advanced evergreen strategies. And I'm going to be replaying that episode next Monday. And I'll share, you know, why I'm doing that here in just a minute. Also, when you're marketing the affiliate offer, be talking about the benefits to your audience. You know, I just share with you why I think that you need Kleq in your business. It's a, you know, I just shared all the different reasons. It saved me so much money. I can do everything I need to in one platform. I can literally press one button and have an entire funnel, you know, entire webinar funnel or entire video series funnel, or what, like if you have a book, click one button, the entire funnel is populated there for you. You just go in, like all the pages are right there. You just go in and customize each page for your specific business and for your specific offer. Anyway, talk about the benefits. Tell the story of how you are using it or have used whatever the offer is and the benefits that you've experienced as a result. I'm doing that right now, sharing with you about Kleck. And here's the big thing that a lot of people do not do. And I'm telling you, if you do this, you're going to separate yourself from so many other people because your audience is going to appreciate you for it. Give people the option in your emails. So like when you're emailing your list about whatever affiliate promotion that you are doing, give them the option to opt out of those promotional emails. Let them know like, hey, over the next few emails or the next, you know, over the next few days, I'm going to be talking about whatever it is that you're promoting. If you don't want to hear about it, no problem. Click this link right here to opt out of these promotional emails, but you will still stay on my email list. Give people the option for that. Don't just barrage them with promotional emails when they're like, I don't care about this. I don't want this. And then you're just still pounding them with emails. Give them the option to opt out of it. ConvertKit, for example, which is what we use in our business, makes it super easy to do this. I don't know how it works in other platforms, you know, giving, I don't know how easy it is in other email CRMs, but if there's no like a workaround, if they don't have an easy option, is to put a link in there and assign a tag when people click on that link. It's like, you know, do not email about whatever promotion. Tag when they click on that link. When they click on the link, it just goes, takes them to a standard or landing page, should say, just says, hey, got it. You've opted out of these promotional emails. No problem. You know, we'll start back up with our regular emails very soon. Thanks so much. Have an amazing day. Boom, done. So this is a little workaround, but ConvertKit makes it super easy, for example. And so as far as marketing the affiliate offer, okay, so here's what I did for YouTube from scratch. So first thing I did, you know, Pat and I talked about, okay, when are we going to do this? We put it on the calendar. And it was very kind of informal. You know, we were out fishing one day and I was like, hey, let's, you know, I really want to do a promotion for your course because, you know, number one, I love it. Number two, my audience is always asking about YouTube. And you've built massive channels in a very short amount of time. You're the expert on this. I am not a YouTube expert. So I'd love to offer it. So we put it on the date, we put it on the calendar, we arranged some dates. And then from there, I said, okay, let's come on the podcast. And the original idea was to do a part one and a part two, both about 30 minutes each. And so I told Pat, I was like, all right, we're going to do a 1 hour interview and we're just going to do a part one and part two within this hour. We'll break it up. And so that was the idea. And then in the podcast episodes, we were going to be talking about his course. And it ended up that the first interview that we did, it went the full hour. It was so good. And we got really deep on the topic of YouTube and how to use it to add another marketing channel to your business. That was like, we're going to do a whole other part two and a whole separate session. And so anyway, so we did two podcast episodes. There was no webinar. There was no anything like that. I just simply did the podcast, two podcast episodes with Pat. I did a dynamic ad insertion for the podcast here. I've talked about this because we use Buzzsprout, right? I'm mentioning all these companies that I use. So we use Buzzsprout to host our podcast. One reason I love Buzzsprout, aside from the fact it's very inexpensive to use, is I can do dynamic ad insertion, which means I can create a pre-roll. I can create an audio promotion that goes in the beginning of this podcast for each of the episodes. And I can say, okay, I'm going to do a promotion for Kleck, right? For formerly 10X Pro. So I can do an audio promotion for that and say to my podcast producer, Stephanie, it's like, okay, let's put this audio promotion in between these dates. And then it runs across my entire back catalog of episodes. So all 640 episodes that I've done. And then when the promotion is over, we just remove it. So it's no longer on the podcast. And that's exactly what I did for when I was promoting, you know, YouTube from scratch. So two podcast episodes, we did the dynamic insertion as a pre-roll. And then I sent some emails to my email list. And I did. I put right at the top of the email what I just mentioned. I gave people the option to opt out of getting those emails. Put the link right there, which I got feedback from people. They're like, thank you for doing this. I so appreciate that. I want to stay on your email list, but I'm not going to be doing YouTube, and I'm not interested in this right now. No problem. Cool. So anyway, so I sent over 5 days. I think I sent four emails. I think that's what it was. I sent two emails, and then I sent two emails on the final day, and that was it. It was very, very easy. Again, it was emails, you know, it was basically an email promotion along with the podcast. It wasn't to a webinar or anything like that. I created a bonuses page right inside a click that I sent over to Pat. And so again, Pat and his team are fulfilling. When you purchase, he's fulfilling. So I don't have to do any of the fulfilling. I created the bonuses, like my own personal bonuses for everybody who enrolled through my link. I just did that. We created a landing page, and that was it. And I sent that over to Pat and his team, and they put that into the follow-up email when somebody enrolled. That was literally the entire promotion. And we had a few issues with the coupon code for a few hours on one of the days, but we got it straightened out and people let us know. And I'm like, you know, so sorry, check it out now. We fixed it. And it was super low stress. And it was really successful. I was really, really happy with it. Again, I had no expectations whatsoever. Now, I'm also about to do an affiliate promotion for Click because I'm using it in my business. I've been using it for a little over a year and a half now, and I absolutely love it. You know, you can create a membership in there. You can create your online courses. You can house them in there. Again, you can do all your funnels, and you can create a quiz in there, and landing pages, and your order forms, and you can create an affiliate center. And so what I'm doing to promote Click, right? And by the way, if you want to, I think you can start to get this now. I'm pretty sure you can. If you go to rickmulready.com/click, K-L-E-Q. Again, it's rickmulready.com/K-L-E-Q, click. You get 50% off the first 5 months of the tool. 50% off the first 5 months. And so anyway, what I'm going to be doing during this promotion is doing podcast episodes like this. So, you know, I'm talking about affiliate marketing. We're talking about organic marketing here in October. Well, affiliate marketing is one of those things that you can do to generate revenue. Can you run ads to it? Of course you can run ads to an affiliate promotion. But what I'm talking about is using your existing audiences to generate revenue. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a podcast episode like this right here today. I'm doing another podcast episode on Friday. And then next week, I'm going to replay the podcast episode that I did with John Lind, who is the CEO and founder of Click, talking about advanced evergreen strategies. I'm going to replay that for you on Monday because it was such a well-received episode. And then the other two episodes that I'm doing that week too, the Wednesday episode and the Friday episode, are all going to revolve around topics that you can leverage Click for, right? So it's adding value. And if you don't want to use Click, no problem. What I'm going to be sharing with you, though, can be helpful in whatever platform that you're using. So that's the idea, is to be giving value. And I'm going to be teaching you, whether you want to use Click or not, I'm going to be teaching it through the lens of using Click. But if you don't want to use Click, use another platform, no problem, right? And so I'm going to send some emails during the week. And again, I'm going to be sharing behind the scenes. I'm going to take you inside. I'm going to be doing video of, hey, here's how to set up an advanced evergreen funnel strategy in a few clicks. Here's how to create a quiz right inside there. Here's how to check out the affiliate, how to use the affiliate center, all these types of things. I'm just going to be doing that by showing the behind the scenes of recording my screen inside of Click. Super low stress. It's not a ton of work on my part, and it's a high leverage opportunity, because if you decide to join Click and sign up for Click through my link, I get a commission on the payments that you do. And again, the 50% off the first 5 months is a special deal that John has given me to offer you. And that's not something that's available to other people, right? And so it's an exclusive thing that can help you. And so that's what I'm doing for Click. Like, notice I'm not doing this big webinar or anything like that. It's super low stress. And I'm doing it through the lens of teaching you and adding value to you. And here's the opportunity. This is how it can help you. And obviously, you can decide to take that or not. No problem. And so as we start to wrap up here, as I mentioned earlier, the number one thing that you have to embrace, if you are having people be affiliates for you, you've got to embrace having a strong affiliate tracking system. And I know that that sounds obvious, right? Well, of course you do, Rick. It's so hard over the years. It's been so hard to find an accurate, easy to use affiliate tracking system. And there's some major platforms out there right now that people try to do affiliate stuff through that have a really hard time with it. And the numbers can't be trusted. If you can't trust the numbers that your affiliate tracking system is giving you, then it's going to be really hard to find affiliates to promote for you, because, hey, they're not doing it for the heck of it. They're doing to generate money, right? And so you've got to have accurate tracking numbers. And that is one thing I love about Click, is that they have a built-in affiliate system where you can go right into, there's the section's called affiliates, and there's an affiliate center with, you know, affiliate clicks and affiliate sales and the commission programs and the links, and you can manage your affiliates in there, and it has affiliate ledgers, everything. Everything's built in. And I have found that to be so hard to get all in one place over the years. And so when I started using Click, I was like, holy cow, this is built right into it. This is amazing. So that is the number one thing that you have to embrace. The number two thing that you've got to embrace is, if people are being affiliates for you, of course you have to know your numbers, right? You've got to let people know, like, hey, this is my average lead to sale conversion rate. This is my average earnings per lead, et cetera. They want to know those numbers. So when people are being affiliates for you, you have to make it as easy as possible for them to promote you. You've got to make it as easy as possible for them to promote you. You've got to give them everything that they need. If they want email copy and you don't have it, you write it. If they need social media graphics and you don't have it, you create it, or your team creates it. You've got to do all the work for them. You just got to make it so that they come to you, they get all the resources that they need. And if there's something that they want that you don't have, you create it for them. When you're doing affiliates right, this becomes a full-time role, if you will, to serve your affiliates, to make sure that they have everything that they need to make it as easy as possible for them. Because the last thing you want to do for an affiliate is to make it really difficult, to really make it really challenging for them to do the promotion. The least amount of work possible for them to promote, that's how you're going to create really great affiliate relationships and make people want to work with you. And then, not to mention, is your offer any good, right? And so I'm assuming that it is. So that's how I look at, if someone is an affiliate for you, those are the types of things to think about. Now, when do you think about bringing on affiliates? You've got to have your numbers dialed in. You really have to. And because they want to know that. If your offer doesn't convert, nobody's going to want to be an affiliate for you. So you really have to have things dialed in before you even start thinking about that. And here's one last bonus tip for you. What I recommend that you do is, regardless of what project management tool that you use, what I would do is create a space in your project management tool that is specific to your affiliate promotions and have all the information about the promotion right there for your entire team to access and to reference. Better yet, create a form. So we use ClickUp, for example. So we would create a form in ClickUp where we enter, somebody on the team enters all the information about the promotion, right? So for example, for Click, the login link to the affiliate center would be there, the username, the password, what's the affiliate link that we're using to promote it? You know, what is the pretty link that we do? The pretty link is, like, for example, when I said rickmulready.com/click, that is the pretty link that is sending you to the affiliate link, if that makes sense. Then also, what is the commission structure, right? For your specific offer that you're doing, right? All this information should really be at the fingertips of your team so everybody's on the same page. So again, create a form. If you use Airtable, create a form so it goes into a spreadsheet. We use ClickUp. We create a form, put all the information in there, into the form that way. And then we can tag team members in there. So everybody on the team, we're all on the same page. All the information is right there. I know somebody in our accelerator, they create a one-sheeter for any promotion that they do that has all the information on there. And then the whole team has access to it. The idea is to make sure that your entire team is on the same page and there's a transference of information going on when you're doing promotions. So I hope this was helpful for you going through, you know, how to use ethical affiliate marketing to grow your revenue. And you're going to watch it unfold here too. As I go through over the next week or so, I'm going to be talking about organic marketing, but also talking to you about Click, right? Because I think like the deal they gave me to offer you all is, I mean, I think awesome. I wish I got that when I first started out. I didn't. I got a $1 trial for the first 30 days, and then I bought the year right after that. And so this specific offer is 50% off your first 5 months. So if you want to go check it out, go to rickmulready.com/click. Again, as I've been talking about, that is an affiliate link. So I do get a small commission if you decide to sign up for it. And hopefully you can take what you've learned today and start doing some affiliate marketing in your business in a very ethical way to add to your monthly revenue in your business. And better yet, and I should say most importantly, be adding value to your audience. Thank you, my friend, as always, for listening to the show. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.